Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, saints of God, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. We are in this series entitled Complete Success Assured, Despite Overwhelming Odds. The odds are against us. If they were taking bets in Vegas against us, the odds would not be in our favor. Our scripture text comes to us from Joshua chapter 17, verse 18. Joshua speaking to the house of Joseph, the two tribes of Manasseh and Ephraim. He says this, "But the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood or a forest, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoing of it shall be thine. For thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong." The text for today is, thou shalt drive out the Canaanites. Let us pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We praise your name. We glorify you, Lord. We thank you for this blessed salvation that we have, and the blessed hope of the return of Jesus Christ to earth to pick up his church, to gather his people unto him, and then afterwards the glorious supper, wedding of the Lamb. Oh Lord, bless us today as we consider your word. Strengthen our faith. Bolster our faith, oh God. In you, we pray, Holy Spirit, impart unto us wisdom and understanding, guidance and illumination. Bless us, O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Yesterday, we talked about how the life of the believer is just filled with activity. And in addition to being filled with all kinds of domestic and family obligations, we are also challenged by God to drive out the Canaanites. Though they be strong, though they be numerous, though they have chariots of iron. Today I want to focus on that portion of the text in Joshua 17:18, where Joshua says to the house of Joseph, to the two tribes, thou shalt drive out the Canaanites. Now, how does that apply to us? Well, it really doesn't in this sense. If you turn to Ephesians chapter 6, and let's start reading at verse 10. This is the portion of scripture that deals with Paul's description of the armor of God. In verse 10, Paul says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So, verse 10, our source of strength, our source of vigor is the Lord. In verse 11, after we are challenged to be strong in the Lord, in verse 11, he says, then after that, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes, the craftiness of the devil. Then in verse 12 he says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And that's what I was alluding to. We don't fight Canaanites today. We don't drive out the Canaanites. We don't drive out the ungodly. We don't do hand-to-hand combat like they did in the Old Testament. So then, for us, the Canaanites would be something else. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So indeed, we are called to drive out the Canaanites, but the Canaanites are not made of flesh and blood. They are fallen angels. Our Canaanites today are fallen angels. And this is why the title of the series is Complete Success Assured Despite Overwhelming Odds. If you think the children of Israel had overwhelming odds when they were fighting the Canaanites, much more overwhelming odds have we who are fighting forces far more experienced in warfare than the Canaanites were, far more numerous than the Canaanites were, far more mightier than the Canaanites were, and they had this to their advantage, invisible. We are fighting forces that are invisible. This is why the series is entitled Complete Success Assured Despite Overwhelming Odds. Well, how do we succeed? First, we're to be strong in the Lord. Secondly, we're to put on the armor that he supplies us with. And thirdly, it's what we read here in verse 12, for we wrestle. How do we wrestle our Canaanites? How do we wrestle angelic Canaanites? Well, we wrestle them, we defeat them, we overthrow them, we conquer them, we expel them, we drive them out by means of prayer. Wrestling in prayer. Remember Jacob when he wrestled with the angel? Remember Jacob, he wrestled. And in wrestling, he prayed. He said, I won't let you go till you what? Bless me. Did the angel bless him? Did the angel of the Lord bless Jacob? Absolutely. He blessed him. So we are to wrestle against the powers of darkness, not hand-to-hand combat. No. We wrestle in prayer, always about prayer. In fact, Paul mentions that. He says in verse 18 of Ephesians 6, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always. Wrestling always. This is how we wrestle forces we can't see. We wrestle them in prayer. We make our appeal to God. We make our pledge to God. And we say, Lord, now we need you to overthrow these powers, these forces that we cannot see. And God answers our prayer, but we have to what? We have to what? Wrestle. Wrestle. That's what it's called. So, who are these powers? How do these Canaanites, how are these spiritual Canaanites described? How does Paul describe them? Well, first of all, calls them principalities. Principalities. In Greek, this would be demonic generals. Demonic generals. You know, every army has field generals. They have people who lead the army into battle. Well, Satan has his generals. And this is what we wrestle against. We are fighting against these enemies, against these foes. And they are field generals, which means that there are fields of battle, such as Herkimer must be a field of battle. Fort Plain must be a field of battle. Palatine Bridge must be a field of battle. Dodgeville must be a field of battle. Little Falls must be a field of battle. And St. Johnsville must be a what? A field of battle. You see, in all of these little regions, in all of these different sections, Satan has his spiritual armies posted, believe it or not, and these generals lead the attack against the churches of Christ. Then the next group, they're called powers. Let's read again Ephesians 6, verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against field generals, against powers. Now, that word powers has to do with princes. Princes is what we call a vice regent, someone who governs along with Satan. You see, Satan is not omnipresent. Satan can only be at one place at one time. So Satan has people or angelic beings who are fallen in nature who help him rule by means of extension. They co-rule with Satan. They're under Satan. But let's say if Satan is successful in conquering, spiritually speaking, Herkimer, he will put a power there, an angelic power, an angelic prince to reign in Herkimer in his stead, who will only do as Satan would have him to do. So first, we wrestle against spiritual generals, demonic generals, then powers or locale princes or regional princes or town or village princes. Then the next group here is rulers of the darkness of this world. The word rulers means movers and shakers. People who are assigned by Satan to move and shake things in Mexico, move and shake things in the Ukraine, move and shake things in the United States, move and shake things in Panama. There are people who push. A mover and a shaker is a person who promotes Satan's agenda. Satan's agenda. Tell you, Satan's agenda is in full swing. It's in full swing. And then finally, Paul says, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. That word wickedness is where we get the word pornography. Porneria, pornography, where you get the filth, the garbage, the smut, the pollution, the polluted minds. You see, Satan has demons who are in his armies who push smut, who push degradation, who push sexual perversion. So these are the Canaanites that we're fighting today. And how do we fight them? How do we defeat them? How do we drive them out? Remember, Joshua said to the house of Joseph, you shall drive out the Canaanites, plural. The Canaanites had their principalities. The Canaanites had their human powers. They had their human rulers. They had those who promoted spiritual wickedness. These were the priests of the idols that they served and worshiped. So it's the same ideology being run this time, not by humans, but by demons. And the text tells us, we will drive them out. How do we drive them out? The same way Paul did, by means of prayer and preaching. Prayer first, preaching second. Not preaching, but praying and preaching. Preaching always follows praying. This is why Paul says to Timothy in his first epistle, the second chapter, first of all, that prayers, supplications, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. He starts out by saying, hey, prayer first, followed secondly in that chapter by preaching, the preaching of the gospel. So how do we overthrow the enemy? First, we overthrow the enemy by being strong in the Lord. How does one become strong in the Lord? Well, turn to Psalm 105. This is how we become strong in the Lord. Psalm 105, verse 4. It says, seek the Lord. Well, what's that? Well, that's prayer. Seek him out in prayer and his strength. Seek the Lord and then ask him for power. Ask him for a fresh anointing. Ask him for fresh dunamis. Seek the Lord and seek a fresh supply of strength. And then it says, and seek his face. Never stop doing it evermore. This is how we take St. Johnsville. We take St. Johnsville by praying, by seeking the Lord. Paul says in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Secondly, get dressed for battle. Get dressed for battle. Put on that whole armor of God, and then finally begin to wrestle, begin to pray. And if we do those three things, we shall drive out the principalities, the powers, the rulers, and the wickedness out of St. Johnsville. Now, the moment we stop praying, those principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness, they move right in. Remember the story in Exodus 17? As long as Moses prayed and his hands were up, Israel was winning. And when his hands went down and stopped praying, Israel began to lose. It's the same thing. We continue to pray. We'll drive out the Canaanites. We'll drive out the principalities. We'll drive out the powers. We'll drive out the rulers. We will drive out the spiritual wickedness. The moment we stop praying, they begin to come back in. They begin to make their encroachment, and they will settle in again and take over St. Johnsville as they have in the past. Now, let me give you an example. Let me give you one example of what Paul calls spiritual wickedness in high places, spiritual wickedness in high places. Here's a clip. Here's a clip of someone discussing how on Easter they came into a church. Now this is a human Canaanite bragging, boasting, detailing what they were able to do inside of a church on an Easter morning service. Let us listen. My internet is twirling, so it should be starting any moment now. Let me reactivate it. Okay, here we go. Sorry for the delay. As there's always a delay and technical difficulties when you're dealing with the internet. All righty.
In my church world, I've heard of the United Church of Canada. In my church world, I've heard of the United Church of Canada. And doing my drag there has brought me a lot of hope because, you know, I did a drag show this year for Easter. And we called it Jesus Coming Out. You know, this whole story of Easter in a Christian context is, you know, Jesus kind of comes into you and says, yes, it's me, I'm the Messiah, faces, you know, persecution. They with his friends, Judas. one of Judas turns him in, he gets killed, and the story is living into this purpose of resurrection, and we drew a parallel, you know, queer folks, we come out, we embrace who we are, often we face persecution, but once we face that, we realize we're living our truth, and we live what we're meant to be, and I've seen two or three other churches now holding drag shows as well, two or three United churches, and we're asking for advice or connections to performers or things like that, and it's really beautiful, and it gives me a lot of.
See, this homosexual was allowed to do a play. She played, or this person played Jesus. I don't know if it's a he or a her. I can't tell. But it's a homosexual in drag. And this person was allowed to play Jesus coming out of the tomb, and Jesus coming out of the tomb is Jesus coming out. And, of course, he was put in the tomb because he had come out before, and then Judas killed him or had him betrayed him and had him killed. So this is a parallel as to how gay people now are being persecuted because they come out, and, you know, so it's the Easter story. It's the resurrection. It's the butterfly, if you will. Well, this is spiritual wickedness. Now, that kind of wickedness is supposed to be out in the street, not in the church. But you see, the Canaanites have, instead of the church driving out the Canaanites have driven out the church. And we put a stop to this foolishness by enlisting the mighty arm of God in prayer. This is how we drive out the Canaanites. Listen, the challenge in St. Johnsville is overwhelming. It's overwhelming because we're battling principalities in St. Johnsville. We're battling powers, rulers, wickedness. We're not battling people per se. We're battling these spiritual entities that are entrenched. How do we drive them out? And when you drive them out, revival comes. How do you drive them out? You drive them out by means of prayer, by wrestling in the spirit, wrestling in prayer, conducting and holding prayer meetings. This is how you pull down the strongholds that come up against the will and the church of the Lord our God. So our task is undaunting. We must drive out these Canaanites. They are mighty. But so is the Lord. The Lord is mightier than they. And this is why Paul says, be strong in the Lord. Put on his armor and begin to fight. Begin to wrestle. And of course, that's not beating up on people. That's not taking to the streets with clubs and bats. No, no. It's by getting on our knees and crying out to God that he would pour out his mighty Holy Spirit. And that's how we drive out the Canaanites, because Satan and all his forces are no match for the mighty Holy Spirit. We shall leave it there. We will come back tomorrow and continue the series, because these forces of darkness, they have their chariots. Oh,